says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can. And we're here on the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, and this live broadcast sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And with us right now is George, our East Coast analyst in Maryland. George, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, James. I was watching Mr. Rovin last night with the longest face in the history of television. Did you see him?
Yeah. No, I didn't. This is Karl Rove you're talking about.
No. Mr. Rovin. He was the...
Jeff Rovin.
Rovin. Jeff Rovin. Nice to see Karl.
Yes.
Jeff Rovin, the fixer.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, why did he have such a long face?
Well, I'm not sure why it was long, but I listened to the whole bloody thing, and he was a very nervous-looking fellow, and it was bizarre. He essentially said, yep, I'm the fixer. Yep, I did. He dodged 90% of everything Hannity asked him, except, did you accept bribes? He said, well, I kind of, well, sort of, yes.
Well, now, I'm going to give you a little bit different take, George, on Mr. Rovin. Now, it was fascinating watching him on the Hannity show last night. Now, unfortunately, Hannity had a power-packed show. He had Mike Pence coming up as a guest, and he had Donald Trump's campaign director coming up. So he didn't have much time allocated for Jeff Rovin. He needed an entire show, more than an entire show for Jeff Rovin. Now, Jeff Rovin, folks, is – we talked about it here on – we were ahead of the curve here on the show yesterday. I spotted the story the minute it came up that the National Enquirer broke the story that their source – for their cover story, 9-page story in this issue of the National Enquirer, the Hillary hitman, who was not named at the time, that he would be on the Sean Hannity show. Now, some good things came out about Jeff Rovin. I did a bunch of research on him, George, and he's a New York Times best-selling author. He's co-authored or ghostwritten books with Tom Clancy, a very successful writer, very successful man. And I believe that the reason that he's come forward, he was doing this story, he turned over, in a show of real good faith here in this, he turned over his diaries, his phone logs, all of his records of his years with the Clintons to the editor and publisher of the National Enquirer down there in Florida. And then he let the editor, just have free reign, free access in his records. And the editor wrote up a story. Now, the reason that Rovin went public on television is, and this is the way he described it. He agreed to go public, I guess in exchange for the Enquirer not naming some of his friends and contacts that are in his journals and his logs. So because he doesn't want to hurt those people. He did want to hurt the Clinton campaign, definitely. And he did, in the interview with Hannity last night, he does say, I do like Donald Trump. He was a little reluctant to just come out and admit that, but he said, I do like Donald Trump. So he's going to vote for Trump. He's a Trump. He's on the Trump train. And I think his reason for turning over his records were conscience. I think it was his conscience. He saw the, and he said it, he said as much. He said, I see the media. The media is corrupt. They're going after Donald Trump, hammer and tong, and they're letting the Clintons just skate. And he said, this is wrong. This is very wrong. In fact, he characterized it this way. He said, the New York Times has become the tabloid press, and the tabloid press has become, the National Enquirer has become the New York Times. In other words, in order to get good facts, we have to read the National Enquirer. Whereas, you know, decades ago, it was, you know, you didn't expect to get your good research in the tabloids. You wanted just thrills and exciting stories and good gossip. But the integrity of the mainstream press has gone so low, so far into the toilet that we don't have honest newspapers anymore. Anyway, the my concern, George, is that this Jeff Rovin has so much dirt on the Clintons. And we've only got 14 days to go. I think it's the media, of course, is going to try to cover Rovin's story up. And so I don't know if it will, if we have enough time for the full impact of that story to get communicated to scores of millions of voters in the next 14 days. But it, boy, it's juicy. It's really great stuff. And my hat's off to Sean Hannity for having Jeff Rovin on. And the long face of that Jeff Rovin's George is referring to, Paul, is that he just has his physiology. He's just got a really long face. He's a pretty handsome guy, but he's got a really long face. He was having trouble figuring out what he could and couldn't say, George. I felt, this is my impression, because his stories are so hot that I'll give you an example, folks. He wasn't paid, he revealed, he wasn't paid directly by the Clintons for these jobs that he did, these hitman, bagman jobs that he did. What he would do is, here was the procedure. The Clintons get wind, usually through the tabloid press, by the way. They find out from a tabloid reporter, hey, we've got a story about a hooker with your husband.
Right.
So do you have anything to say about this? You know, we're doing a story about this hooker with your husband. What do you have to say? Well, the Clintons would then go to Jeff Rovin and say, we got to kill that story. Jeff Rovin would not be paid. He would get his instructions from the Clintons, but he would not be paid by the Clintons. There was a third party, Fat Cat, who paid for this stuff, and he would pay Jeff Rovin big bucks and provide him with even bigger bucks to pay to these people. So Jeff Rovin, he said, usually all it took was money. He would then go to the reporter, let's say, who's reporting on the hooker story. He'd also go to the hooker. He'd go to anybody that's involved, offer them oodles of money, and in most cases, that was all it took, and that made the story go away. And he did this for years. He did it in hundreds of different cases, and this also included, so he would bribe reporters. He would bribe hookers and girlfriends of Bill Clinton, officials, government officials. He'd bribe everybody, and it worked. And I mean, this is an incredible story, and it very much involves Hillary Clinton. So I enjoyed that very much, and the Inquirer, of course, is all over it. They will be covering it every week in their issues. What have they got? They've only got 2 weeks left to go. So there might be two more issues covering this story. It's read by a lot of people. But,
James, it won't hurt. Your analysis is excellent. That's exactly what I saw. It was frustrating to watch it because this guy was, you know, having to hold back. I mean, he was perspiring, and he was talking to the enemy. So this guy was on the air with Sean Hannity last night, you know, at Trump Central going, yep, I was a hatchet man for the Clintons.
Yeah,
just the fact this existed at all. You know, I know it doesn't have to get. It's only got 2 weeks to develop, but all the details are certainly in the Inquirer, and that was just an amazing thing to have to watch. James, you didn't tell me. What I saw, though, a little bit was a dead man. I thought this guy was on the air, and he's going, I'm a dead man. The Clintons are going to get me sooner or later. I might as well at least say have something to say before someone gets me in a dark alley at 2 in the morning or whatever.
Yes. He did in the Inquirer story that I'm holding in my hands, he does mention that. He does mention that one of the people that he paid off was a photographer who'd gotten a picture of Clinton with one of his bimbos, who was a prominent lady, and he paid the photographer a bunch of money to make those pictures go away. But then he found out after he paid the photographer, he said it was strange. You know, I learned after I paid him all that money that the night before his studio had been burned to the ground. And he said, I don't want to get involved. He says in the article, I don't want to get involved. And he said, I don't want to know what really happened there. So there's this other aspect to the Clintons that bad things happen to people who oppose them and who know too much about them.
And then go right back to Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, James, and that was what Hannity in his short period was, I think, trying to squeeze out of him, going, Mr. Rovin, the Clintons kill people that cross them, and isn't that right? And he wouldn't say that. But
he had other risks too. He just very briefly mentioned that he had either a movie project or a TV series that was in the works.
Yeah, a series and a book.
Yeah, he said, am I killing these projects? You know, that's his career. Am I killing this part of my career, the heart of my career, with being on the show here today?
He said that, and he says, I'm not sure that they will be there in the morning.
Yeah.
Those were his words.
Yeah. So a lot of, you know, his heart was beating fast, and he was, I think he was, somebody who was there. He knew all these things about the Clintons, and he's watching. He's probably sitting at home throwing things at his TV set, going, "What is this? You're calling Donald Trump corrupt? You're calling him sleazy? You're calling him, someone who commits crimes against women? Maybe you got it backwards. It's upside down. This is a crazy world." And he said that about the New York Times and the Inquirer. He said this is upside down. Everything's upside down. And I think he was driven by conscience, pangs of conscience, to coming forward. And
all right, James, that's where I part company a little bit. I think he was driven by pangs of conscience, and at least equally by some sort of fear that all this stuff that he's been covering up for years and years and years and years, he knows too much. Mr. Rovin knows too much. He knows too much. He knows too much.
Whoa. Yeah.
He knows too much now, and he's going to know too much if he's alive 5 years from now. And you know, he is a marked dude, absolutely, positively. And I thought that really came out in the interview.
And maybe this is a way of buying a little bit of protection. It's like going public. If he ends up in a bad accident or ends up supposedly a suicide, there will be some doubt. But if that happened without his going public, he wouldn't have that protection.
I agree with your analysis. This is part of the deal. He went on the air and said, yep, I have all the goods on Bill and Hillary and lots of other people. So you can bump me off, but I also have confidential sources. A lot of people know what I know. They have my notes.
Yeah.
So you know what? Think twice before you gun me down in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. George, I think you just nailed it. I think you just nailed it, because that agrees. The look on his face, it was a look of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take your point of view, George, which I think is you got it. I missed that. If the Clintons are – it is a duo. If the Clintons are elected on November 8th, Jeff Rovin is really in trouble, because he knows way, way too much. And the Clintons know this is our bag man. This is our hit man. We need to make him go away.
He'd better be on his knees praying, to whomever he prays to, that Donald Trump wins, because that may be his best chance of a natural life.
Well, or of surviving. Yeah. If I were him, I would be on a plane right now to Russia to go join whatever that young man's name is, or go to WikiLeaks and join that club. He doesn't have a chance in the United States, no matter who wins.
Yeah, but much better chance with President Trump running the FBI and running the Justice Department. A much, much better chance. So,
unless Trump hires Mr. Rovin to become his press secretary.
Well, there you go. So now we're going to cover it today, folks. First of all, we're going to take your calls live. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So let me just take a peek here and see if there are some callers already lined up. Yeah, we've got one. We've got a caller in Idaho. Let's just go to him and not make him wait. Jeff in Idaho, are you wanting to go on the air?
Yeah. My friend Barry texted me something today. He said that the Smartmatic machines provided Arizona, California, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin were pulled off of the Smartmatic website because the National Association of Secretaries of State, that Smartmatic is not on a list of firms that provide federally certified election system to the states. So if you talk to Roger Stone, this came out yesterday, this is what they need to attack. And I'll read you a letter that I had one of my script writers from the DVDs for Delegates program do in 2008 for Ron Paul. It's, right. You're overseeing the poll watching. Another good friend shared, the Smartmatic machines are not approved by our Secretary of State. Here is an article by Soros that lists that Arizona is having provide these machines. We need to file that these machines are not authorized. They are not secured and are in violation of voting law in Arizona. They cannot be used. Would you contact the Secretary of State and indicate that they are illegal voting machines? If the Smartmatic machines are being used, can you find out who authorized the use of these machines, how many times they have been used, how many votes they have been counted on, and these ballots must be considered suspect and sequestered. The people must be contacted and must vote using paper ballots, and injunctive relief must be sought. That's kind of a letter that I had sent out. So that's what I would do in general to send this, see if you've got some contacts, and start having that done in the next week or so. And then basically find all the voting. So this is the voting anomalies that you're seeing in all these other states right now. So chase that down and then get Roger Stone to work on it, and that'll make a big impact on the Hillary theft, because that's all she's got right now.
Okay. That's
the title of the book. The title, if you Google it, was Soros Link Voting Machines Cause Concern Over Rigged Elections. And you'll find this stuff.
All right. Okay. Well,
good stuff.
Very
thanks,
good.
Bye.
Thanks. We've got a couple more callers coming in. John in Little Rock, Arkansas. John, you're on the air.
How are you doing? Yeah, I want to stop all these lies about me. I never had sex with that woman.
Well, you know, Bill, I appreciate you calling in, and it's good to know that you're a regular listener to our show.
Categorically deny any and all allegations of me involving women that I may have illicit sex with.
Well, Bill, I noticed that you were not at the Al Smith dinner banquet, charity banquet at the Waldorf Astoria. Melania was there with her husband Donald Trump, but Bill, were you out on the town, Bill, when your wife was at that banquet?
Actually, I was in London with three porno stars. You can Google it under Bill Clinton. Take a photo op with three porn stars. We're doing a fundraiser, you know.
Hey, well, Bill, it's Paul here up in the Dominion of Canada. I'd like to ask you a question. There's a great video up called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire about your wife, Hillary. And in there, your brother says that you have a nose for coke like a vacuum cleaner. Is that true?
We got to take a break. Bill, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Bill.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up.
We're back.
So sick and tired.
And we're a little bit surprised here. William Jefferson Clinton has called into the show and from Little Rock. And thank you very much for calling in. Paul, you were asking... Mr.
I was
Clinton.
Just asking about this great DVD sent to me by my good friend Stan Hess up in Idaho. It's called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. And it's about Hillary. And according to it, Bill Clinton's brother, I guess that's your brother, Bill, said that you've got a nose like a vacuum cleaner when it comes to cocaine.
Give me a second here.
Well,
I can't encourage it. There's
another line.
Now, Bill.
Bill, now I'll do some private call.
Well, Mr. Clinton, Jeff Roven, who was your hitman, your bagman, your fixer, he says that one of the things that you hired him to cover up is your open marriage. This is what Jeff Roven described it as: your open marriage with Hillary Rodham, and that he was hired to conceal this from the public by paying people off, paying reporters off, so that they would not report that your marriage, sir, to Hillary, in the eyes of the American public, in our traditional values and views, is a complete sham. And it's unthinkable that we would have a president who, and of course, you'll be occupying the White House again, heaven forbid, again, with a woman in which you are engaged in an open marriage. It's a complete sham. Also, by the way, your bag man, Jeff Rovin, said that one of the things that you and Hillary hired him to do was to cover up her lesbian relationships. That's her end of the open marriage, is these lesbian. Also, she swung both ways, though. She also was hopping in bed with people like Vince Foster. What do you have to say about that, Mr. President?
Well, number one, the thing you have to understand, me and Hillary have a contract. We can both do whatever we want. Good stuff.
I noticed at the Democratic convention, Mr. President, that you fell asleep during your wife's acceptance speech.
Actually, I was thinking about those three porn stars I was with in London. And as far as Jeff goes, that young man going to live to have arthritis. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. We want the Lord's protection on him.
Well, you know, it's. I'm glad you. I'm glad you took a break there from whatever you happen to be doing there.
I have a question for Bill. I've got to know once and for all, Bill. Is Walter Mondale's daughter as good as she sounds?
She was very good and entertaining, but it's so sad that her life was stricken down at a young age. I'm really grieving about her. I had some good times.
Well, the
we understand that Monica wasn't too hot about that affair, though.
I told my secret service detail to say that I was in a climate meeting. I apologize for anybody thinking that I was trying to keep them two separated. I had to schedule them on different hours, you know, and I'm sorry that Monica threw a fit.
Oh, you're quite the consumer there, Bill.
Well, you know, the last man with a gun at your door at the Oval Office, the man protecting your life, Mr. President, was, and I use that term loosely, Gary Byrne. He said when he decided to write his book, Crisis of Character, about you, blowing the whistle on you, because he said he and other Secret Service men, who are a highly select team of people, they got sick and tired of pimping for you.
Excuse me for a minute. Good stuff. I categorically deny these allegations against my character. I'm a straight man. At least when I see hookers, I go straight.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't want to embarrass you further. Mr. President, thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight. And we look forward to
I shall return to the White House, and hopefully I can keep my hands off them interns.
Well, keep your hand off the dial and don't turn the station. We'll be back after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, and we've got some more callers here. A thank you to Bill in Little Rock, and we've got Holding, we've got Jim in Wyoming, Gear in Florida, and we're going to go right to Gear, because Gear told us yesterday he was going to be at the Sanford Rally. I've got the Sanford Rally up on my screen, and it is, we'll let Gear tell us about it. It is a sea of people. I hope Gear made it in.
Am I on now?
The airport there in Orlando. Let me ask the engineer to connect Gear now, and we've also got Herb in Wisconsin. But let's go to Gear first. Gear, are you there?
Yeah, you hear me? Is Jim?
Yeah. Yes, it is, Gear.
Yeah,
Gear,
that was really exciting to get in there. Got in line. I never got back with you. They said you needed a ticket, but you know, that basically they were just checking everybody through, making everything safe. And it was like sardines in there. And by the time he got there, about a half hour, and about supposed to be there at three, about 3:30. But it was like very very good preliminary speeches and very informative. A whole lot of excitement, and when we left, you should have seen the traffic and the cars and the people outside that couldn't even get inside. It was just, it was huge. Trump mentioned coming in that Fox had said that it looks like they're not having a very good turnout, something like that. And he gets off the plane, he's looking at the crowd. It was like, you know, huge. So it was really good to get along with, you know, get to see it all. And his speech was covering a lot of, you know, the same things he's covered before and telling us that there's a couple more things coming out real quick. So that's about all I want to report. Basically, if Fox was saying that we didn't have that good a turnout, well, the turnout was huge.
Yeah. Now, if you could hang on, dear, I'm going to play a little of the audio. I'm going to play some of the audio for our audience. This is what you heard today at the at Sanford, which is the airport there at Orlando. And folks, Gear is right. The crowd is immense. It is a sea of people. And also today, Donald Trump spoke in Tallahassee. And there he spoke to a sea of people, enormous crowds. In fact, Rudy Giuliani, no, it wasn't Rudy Giuliani. It was a congressman who said this is the most enthusiastic crowd we've seen. Now, all these crowds are on fire. He said the enthusiasm is growing. Now, listen to the crowd here. This is Donald Trump. You'll remember this, Gear. Here he is talking to you today.
There's going to be a lot of Brexit happening in about 2 weeks. A lot of Brexit.
Oh, and let me
remember that, everybody.
He's talking about Brexit there, but let me go to another. To the beginning of his appearance, and listen to this, folks. When Donald Trump arrives there and gears there in the audience,
thank you. Wow,
this is the start.
This is a big crowd. I was just coming in watching Fox say. There are very few people here. Do you believe these people? They'll do anything, every one of them. Every one of them. I'll tell you what, the media, folks, is no good. They're no good. Very dishonest. In 14 days, we're going to win the state of Florida. We're going to win back the White House. We are going to win Florida. And by the way, the lines at the voting booths are record. And I noticed that a lot of the people online, you see the pictures, they're wearing the red hat, the white hat, this hat, they're wearing buttons all over the place. I think those are people that are inclined to vote for us. Do you agree? So this was supposed to be a rally in that hangar. And after the first hour, they realized that wasn't going to work too well. That's fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Look at that.
It's a sea of people.
We're going to have a big victory. The lines are record-setting, which I knew they'd be. And a lot of people are being very surprised. It's very, very surprising. We're getting a big vote, so it's going to be a little early to tell you what those numbers are, but it's a big, big vote in the state of Florida. We're leading Iowa. We're leading Ohio. We're doing great in North Carolina. Pennsylvania, we're going to a lot. I think we're going to do great there. They put the miners out of work. We're putting the miners back to work. I think we're going to do great there. 75% of the American people think our country.
I'll just turn it down a little bit. But do you remember that beginning to the event today, Gear?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what he said when the kid got off the plane. Anyway, it was exciting. I want to just a little food, a grist for thought here. I've collected quotes over the decades here, and one thing here is what Trump's going up against. This is Richard Gardner, Ambassador to Italy, quoted in the CFR Foreign Affairs, April 1974. An end run around national sovereignty eroding it piece by piece will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal attack. That's come out of CFR in April 74, and that's what Trump's going up against. And may God make him successful. That's just what I wanted to add to tonight's discussion.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Garrett. Thank you for this live report. Paul or
well
George
said,
Gavitt?
Mr. Garrett. Thank you.
Okay. You guys take care. I'll let somebody else get on.
And, Paul, did you have a question for Gear?
Sure. No, I was very very impressed with what he had to say.
Quote, I've memorized this. This is our trilateral report number 23. Actions at the multinational level will be required if the process of international relocations of industries is to be accelerated in an organized fashion. That's trilateral report number 23. I think that I don't have that in front of me. It was the 1980s, but that's what we're going up against: the systematic deindustrialization of this country as a policy of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all the powers that be. So that's my last statement for tonight. But I just had to get that in there.
Well, Gear, thank you so much for for being there at the airport and in that sea of people. And was everybody around you shouting and going wild?
Well, they sure were, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like sardines in there, and waiting for him to show up. And, he got a rousing ovation, and it was a good thing to attend, that's for sure.
And, of course, to visualize it, folks, Donald Trump's huge Boeing 757, red, white, and blue, pulled right up there in front of you folks, did he? Did he not?
It's a black plane with a lot of gold Trump across it in the front, and then he's got a tail section with a red kind of like it's made out of a T. Very, very impressive plane. It's black with gold, big gold Trump on the towards the front of the fuselage. That's the plane he was in tonight, anyway, or today.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's just wonderful, and I wish I were you, Gear, and I could be there where you Floridians are going to win the election for Donald Trump. He has to take Florida, so you folks are right on the front of it. You are the vanguard of the battle.
Mm-hmm. And let's hope my wife's from Ohio. Her cousin's visiting us, so she had she just mailed in a request to. She has to vote in Ohio, so just so she could vote for Trump. So she just got that accomplished yesterday. So
well,
she'll
great.
Be with now I don't know if they call them absentee or whatever, but voting early or whatever. But so anyway, there's a whole lot of people that are going to be voting for Trump that they're not expecting. I think we've got a little bit of a Brexit situation going on here.
Well, that's exactly what Donald Trump was. I'm going to go to that part of his talk to you today. And in fact, let me just do that right now. That's what we were just listening to. Here he is. This is Donald Trump later in today's talk at Orlando's airport.
Oh, gee, I think it's not going to. And I said it was going to happen. And they criticized me. Can you believe this guy? Can you believe this guy? Just like Crooked Hillary, she had a rally. You know, her rallies last for about 15 minutes and they have very few people. But she talked about how we want peace at our rallies and this and that. She hired people, thugs, to go into my rallies. 1,500 people, right? 1,500 people. Listen to this. $1,500 and an iPhone. Go in the rally and beat people up.
Lock her up.
Go into the rally and beat people up. And you remember in Pennsylvania and different places in Chicago, remember that one? Where they were fighting, they found out our people are not so easy to beat up, that's for sure. But do you remember? Remember they went in, and there was a policeman with blood pouring down his face. There was another one with a badly gashed face. This was all thugs put in there. And then I'm listening to her talk about peace at our rallies. We want peace. This is one of the great phonies of all time, and she shouldn't be allowed to run for president with what she's done, I'll tell you right now.
Beautiful.
The fact that the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop this movement is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime. This is once in a lifetime. I'm telling you, I opened the door, I looked out the window, I said, wow, because it's so different from what they report. These people up here, they are the worst.
He's pointing to the media.
And you know what it's called? By the way, you know what it's called, don't you? It's called voter suppression. Because people give up. People give up. And we're going to win Florida, and we're going to win Iowa, and we're going to win Ohio, right? And I think we're going to win Pennsylvania, and we're going to win North Carolina. We're going to have a lot of victories. Just keep it going, folks. We're fighting a crooked establishment, and just about the biggest part of the crooked establishment are these people right back
there
with the phony cameras. You're a bunch of phony lowlifes.
Oh, that's so true.
Obama last week, the campaigning president, he doesn't get you jobs. He gives you lousy health care that you're going to pay so much for, you're not going to be able to afford it. You can't afford it now. He can't beat ISIS. He's a lousy president. And you remember when I said that some of the voting is rigged? Okay, everybody knows. Check out Philadelphia, Chicago, St. Louis. And he said, this is a threat to our system. This is terrible. This is a threat. Okay, I figured, gee whiz, wow, that's pretty bad. Except last night on television, I'm watching Obama from 8 years ago. And he's basically saying that the whole thing is fixed. Before he won his first race, he was talking about voting. And he said, remember, I come from Chicago, you know, I mean, you know, they do. Give me a break. This guy's such a phony guy. What a phony. What a phony group. Take a look. You got to look at it. You got to look at it. A clip last night, in fact, it was on Sean Hannity. You got to look at it. And you see that, I said, I don't believe that he would have said that after knowing he made these statements. But basically, he said it's rigged. And he said, I know, because I come from Chicago. Give me a break. What a phony guy. Real change begins with ridding Washington of corruption, of which there's a plenty going around.
I'll turn it down. That was wonderful. I don't know if Gear is still with us. Gear, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm listening.
Do you remember that chant? The did you join in that lock her up chant?
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is, you know, it's once in a lifetime. You know, Paul and I have been around a long time. George has been around a long time. He's a little bit our junior, I think. But man, we've been around a long time, and Paul, wouldn't you love to be in that crowd chanting "Lock her up"?
Oh yeah, and and Trump has so absolutely nailed it. He's nailed the issue down.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's got it. Well, Gear, thank you very much. I hate to let you go, but we'll look forward.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Please
thank
call
you,
in again soon.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Let's see if we can squeeze in some more calls here. Let's see who we've got. We've got Jim in Wyoming patiently waiting, Herb in Wisconsin, and who knows who Herb is going to be tonight, and Mike in Maryland. Let's go in order here. Let's go first to Jim in Wyoming. You're on the air, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Actually, it's Tim. It's Tim, T-I-M. That's okay. Every time I call into a talk show, they get my name wrong, but it's pretty simple to correct. Anyway, I wanted to call because I was struck by what Donald Trump said at the debate, how he called Hillary a nasty woman, and everybody thought that was such a horrible thing for him to say. The fact of the matter is that she is the nastiest. She's the nastiest person who could be running for office right now. And as Trump is saying, we need to dredge the cesspool that Washington, D.C. has become and fill it in with what? I don't even know. I mean, filling it in with fresh manure would be even a better choice than what we have today. But, you know, when Trump said that she was a nasty woman, he had said and this struck me as incongruous, because he had said before, months ago, probably almost a year ago, she was a wonderful woman, she and her husband were wonderful people. Well, this is before all the emails came out, before he knew what kind of a person she really was, so I'll chalk it up to his, you know, not necessarily naivete, but his lack of knowledge of her actions.
Yeah,
the fact she sold us out. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, he has had an education on the battlefield, and those early words, you know, it's in his nature. He's a nice guy, and his life before this nasty political life was one where you spoke kindly and well of people in order to conclude a negotiation. It was a smart thing to do, right, in the art of the deal. This is the art of warfare now. It's a little bit different. We've got a break. We'll be right back with your calls after that break.
Set. Textures.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. So the best of the the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks. And this is our last segment. I don't want to hang up too many callers. Let's go to... I've got some important news from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons talking about Hillary Clinton's condition being pathological and very much incapacitating in neurological and mental function. But let's get some calls in. Herb in Wisconsin, are you there, friend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. James, Paul,
yes.
George, I am here. And I'm calling today to... Pardon me?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. I'm calling to report that I got to hear Rush Limbaugh two times recently. One was after the second debate, and he was on fire for Trump, on fire for the whole time I heard him. And
Donald Trump was on the Limbaugh show today.
Yes, I heard that also. I was going to tell you about that. He called on the phone from Florida, and he talked for about 20 minutes, and he promised to call Limbaugh back the day after the election.
Nice.
So I'm encouraged by that a lot, because Limbaugh has a large audience, or used to anyway, and I think that's a great expansion of the people who are going to be awake.
His ratings are still number one. His audience is immense. And Donald Trump's appearance on the Limbaugh show today and Limbaugh's support for Donald Trump, which is very solid, is very important. It will be significant.
Yes,
good observation.
And Limbaugh also talked about the fraud of global warming and all that. He sounded like a real patriot as he went on discussing things and talking.
Well, so this movement, this revolution, is separating the men from the boys, and you know,
exactly.
Ladies, it's separating the real women from the airheads. This is we're finding out who's who. So we're finding out however the election goes, we know who needs to walk the plank after this election.
Exactly.
I just have a very quick little piece of news. Professor Helmut Norpoff has just announced, he's a Stony Brook University professor, that Donald Trump will win the election, and he has correctly predicted the last three election, the last three presidential elections. He has an elaborate way of polling and reading the polls, and he's firm that Trump is going to win.
And a little more great news, folks. Tomorrow, Donald Trump opens the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. We'll cover it right here. This is an immense grand opening. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Trump Phenomenon.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.